Welcome to the University of Michigan Press podcast, featuring interviews with University of Michigan Press authors.
It is critical for the Jewish student who enters college to come intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually prepared for the academic and social experience that awaits. College is a qualitatively different experience in high school, and students' expectations need to be set appropriately. The transition from high school is so significant that it can be difficult for most students without some preparation. College Knowledge for the Jewish Student 101 Tips is the perfect guide for students heading off to college with high expectations for learning, academic success, personal growth, and independence. Through lively tips and compelling student stories about life at college, it offers thoughtful, practical information for every Jewish student who wants to make a successful transition. David Shome is the faculty director of the Michigan Community Scholars Program at the University of Michigan. He is the author of College Knowledge 101 Tips, an intergroup dialogue, deliberative democracy in school, college, community, and workplace. Hello, Professor Shome.
Hi.
So, why did you decide to write this book? What problem or issue did you want to address?
Well, I meet so many students who have spent several years in high school, even before high school, worrying about how are they going to get into college. And there's so much pressure from society and their families and schools to put all the focus there. So people are spending a lot of money and time and resources in the process of getting into college. And very few people are thinking about what to do, how to make the most of the experience once they get there. So I meet many students who, when they first come to college, are sort of, there's a blank stare, like, okay, I'm here, now what? Or they come to me as juniors and seniors and say, wow, the first 2 years are already gone, and now I'm just beginning to figure out what college is about and how to make the most of the experience. So this book is a response to that, because college is such an important experience for students. And it's much more than the getting in. In my mind, any college offers great opportunities. So the choice of which college, in many respects, is less important than what one makes of the experience at whatever college they attend. And we want students to make the most of this experience. And there are some good ideas and tips and research-based ideas that can help students really make this rewarding intellectual and social experience.
So when would you say students should first start thinking about their college experience?
Well, there's really two responses to that question. One is, it's important for students to be on the college track early on. And by that I don't mean sort of necessarily, you know, taking AP courses or, you know, all that preparation for college, but they need to take the right math classes. It's very important, even in junior high school, that people be aware of which courses they're taking and are these going to lead to college admission. In terms of really thinking about the experience, I think once students are in high school, way beyond the business of test taking and what they usually think about getting into college, they should begin to think about what opportunities will college offer them. What kind of person are they now, and what kind of person do they want to be? Can they imagine themselves being in the future? What values do they hold? What do they find most important in life? What kinds of relationships are important to them? What kinds of ideas are they excited about? And in that respect, they should be thinking, okay, here are some things that I could really explore in college, and what are the different ways that I want to begin to think about how I'm going to shape my college experience to realize all those opportunities.
So why write a guide specifically for Jewish students? What are some of the issues unique to Jewish students that they need to consider?
In some respects, college, the advice for every student in college is the same across the board. However, one's social background, if one's a man or a woman, their different racial backgrounds, religious backgrounds, ethnic backgrounds, national identities, they all raise particular issues for the student involved. And these are often opportunities, challenges, and so for the, the Jewish student, that's the purpose of this book. There's some unique issues that Jewish students face, even though much of their college experience is just like every other student. For instance, for Jewish students, at the beginning of most college calendars, it coincides with the start of the Jewish New Year and these high holy days, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that Jewish students almost invariably will want to celebrate. And so if these holidays, first of all, they want to have an important spiritual, religious experience on these holidays. They've traditionally been celebrated with family, and now they may conflict with classes and other academic demands. So how do they balance that? Should they go home for the holidays? Should they stay on campus? Should they attend class? Should they not attend class? These are, you know, a small example of the kinds of things that Jewish students will face, and this tips book talks about. The other is, like other college students with different backgrounds, is that Jewish students want to balance both their own Jewish background and identity with the ability and opportunity the college offers to meet the entire world, to expand beyond their own comfort zone, and to get fully engaged in, you know, the international global society. And how do you balance those two things? Which activities should you get involved in? How do you dialogue and engage with people from different backgrounds? And how do you immerse yourself in all the college has to offer and yet also maintain things that are important to you from your family and from your religious ethnic heritage and all those traditions? So those are some of the unique things about this book, and I think it's true for many students. There could be particular books for students from many different backgrounds, but this one focuses on Jewish students and their particular issues.
So what are a few of the top things students should be thinking about in the first days of college?
Well, for many students, there's a sense of intimidation that so students going to college have all been good students in high school. And now they're going to college, and I think a lot of students worry, as I know I did, that everyone's going to be better than them. Or maybe my college made a mistake in admitting me, and I really don't belong here because all the other students are going to be so strong and bright. So it's important that students have confidence that their college didn't make a mistake. The admissions office doesn't make mistakes, and they have complete confidence that the student will do well at the college they were admitted to. In addition, as I mentioned in the other question, they need to be prepared to move beyond their high school experience, expanding their social comfort zone, exploring new intellectual ideas, taking different courses than they're used to in high school, not the same, you know, math, science, social studies, English, foreign language. Colleges have hundreds or thousands of classes from which to choose, and that's what college is about. It's a world of ideas. So to get in the mindset of exploration of all kinds of intellectual, exciting ideas. And then there's the breadth of co-curricular activities, civic life. What kinds of things are students interested in? This is a chance as adults to take on, you know, their adult persona, to figure out not just what their parents or other important adults in their lives thought was important for them to do or what kind of people they should be, but to take ownership of their own lives. So what ideas do they believe in? What are their political values? What are their moral values? What are the intellectual ideas that they believe in, they want to think hard about? So those are really important things. And then I think, especially in the first week or two of college, there's so many in the media, so many movies, which, you know, everyone sees and everyone loves, where they show students partying and being wild and all that. Students need to know that these are movies. And that kind of glorification of heavy partying can get students in a lot of trouble. And students need to be true to themselves. If they're not students who like to drink, they're going to find many, many other students on campus who are just like them. And even if they are inclined to party a little bit, they need to know that nobody likes somebody who's drunk. There's, you know, it's great in the movies, and it's really awful in real life. So students need to live a balanced life, and actually, in writing the book, my students have told me to really emphasize the idea of living. Students should live a balanced life. Don't be at the extremes. Don't do sort of the party hardy idea, but do your studies, be involved, be very actively involved in activities on campus, but just take it day to day and don't live an extreme lifestyle. Those students tend to have much more difficulty getting through college.
How can students apply the principles of Tikkun Olam to the college experience?
There's so many opportunities in college to get involved, and students, they will find other students and faculty and staff on campus who have all kinds of organizations to try to improve the world in all different kinds of ways. This isn't politically oriented. Students from all different perspectives are involved, and our society really needs citizens who are involved, and there are many serious issues facing the world, and we actually all need to come together, is my view, across our political differences to figure out what are the best solutions to some of these tough issues. So how to strengthen our democracy, how to make people around the world, how do we address issues of homelessness and hunger. Some students like to work on just issues tutoring an individual student or working with a senior in the assisted living home, and others are much more involved in the big picture. They want to run for student government office, or they're interested in policy making. A lot of campuses now have intergroup dialogue programs that help students engage in substantive ways with people who come from different backgrounds. Many, many students are taking on the mantle of sustainability and helping to address climate issues, and there's tremendous enthusiasm among students with concern about energy and food and water and all of our natural resources. So college is a great place to jump in and get involved and really do your part to contribute to society as an independent adult. The other thing about this is there is growing research and some theories that say that students who are more involved in civic life do better academically and socially in college, so that the involvement in civic concerns pays off in terms of one's success as a college student.
Thank you, Professor Shum. This has been very enlightening.
My pleasure. It was wonderful to talk with you.
We have been speaking with David Shum, author of College Knowledge for the Jewish Student, 101 Tips. Visit his website at www.collegeknowledgetips.com.
To learn more about our books, visit us on the web at press.umich.edu. This podcast has been brought to you by the University of Michigan Press, all rights reserved.